I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sibcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello? Jeez, that took a half an hour.
Well, you said 9:03, and you were, and then I text you at 9:03, and at 9:05, you're like, yeah. Sorry, I was in the shower.
Well, I didn't. Pooping took longer than I expected.
You poop in the shower?
Why not? You don't? Oh my God, this is revealing. Am I doing this wrong?
Yes.
There's a hole.
Yes.
There's a hole in the middle. You just take the little grate out, and you poop in it. I don't see a problem. It all goes to the same place, I assume.
Is that what the Japanese do?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I watched a TikTok the other day, and it was teaching me how to speak in Japanese. And I wondered, did Jason learn this? Was he more stupider before TikTok? And then still stupid because you don't have TikTok?
Well, I was definitely stupid because, it's the before times. And until dementia takes over my brain, I will continue to just get smarter and smarter. Well, that's debatable. It would be nice if there was a Japanese.
Slang version. Japanese.
No, but a Japanese. No, but like a slang version where you could just sort of like the Ebonics of Japanese plus English or something.
That's kind
of
what it was.
Sounds like it'd be harder.
Like you could call it Japonics.
There we go.
Look what I did there.
I hope that they have that there. I don't know. Oh. Maybe that's what the Yakuza speak. Japonics. It would be Nipponics, actually. It was how they'd say it. Or Nihongo.
Yeah, do you remember any of that? You took a lot of that. And you went to Japan.
Yeah, I don't know. Phrases. But,
well, what
and
a
then
waste.
the general vibe, you know, I got the vibe. It's still up there. There's like an abandoned monkey bars that is Japanese, like a whole abandoned playground complex. Mm-hmm. It's kind of spooky.
Oh, perfect timing.
It's kind of like it's kind of darkened and ashy looking, like a Silent Hill video game.
Like
a little bit.
It's a filter. A
little bit ethereal. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'd also blast it with an Instagram filter. Mm-hmm. For deaths before we posted it online. But it's like that. If I went in there with like a crew of volunteers, you know, some nice people, imaginary, all in my mind. It's like The Cell.
The way Jason
it's like
lives.
It turns
all imaginary friends.
It turns in, you know that movie The Cell? Jennifer Lopez shows up and stabs a volunteer in the chest and is like, this is my world. It's like, Jenny, wrong dream.
Wrong block, you're, Jenny.
This is actually my, yeah, this is not... You're on JC's block. JC on the block. Get off my block, Jenny. There's not enough room on this block for two queens.
Exactly. So. She's a silly Billy.
What a silly. After I deal with Jennifer Lopez, then we'll go ahead. We'll clean up this playground. We're going to get it spiffed right up. We're going to get it playable. I mean, there still might be... It's still what my idea of a playground. So it's very dangerous. Bunch of monkey bars and shit that you can fall off of.
Yeah.
Metal slides that are very hot and
we
like
had
streaky.
Metal slides. Remember slide like you see those memes about like you've never truly had a challenge until you've slid them. What are those? Like, yeah, we did. And it was pretty owie. Yeah, no, I remember because there was like one time we went after Easter. And I was literally in an Easter dress and I was like, ow, my thighs. But I was 4.
Yeah, and then you're just like, this is what fun is, I guess. Give me some licorice. Oh God, that is awful.
Yeah, as a treat,
candy.
Oh,
I'm glad that we missed that era, or we were like at the tail end of it. I remember licorice still being like popular when we were kids, and it's like,
it would be fun.
I mean,
I just thought of this. Well, first of all, I do like those ones that are candy. Dad kind of oddly got me hooked on the ones. They're like pink and white. I don't remember what they're called. The candy coated liquor ice. Anyway, how funny would that be if you had a restaurant, you know, probably like Asian inspired, just like a lot of rices, but you call it liquor rice.
Oh yeah, and it's just a bunch of rice, but instead of we cook it in beer, and but then you can put, we serve
you can
it
use
in vodka.
Curry. You could do all sorts of stuff.
Vodka curry, sure, sounds delicious. It would be, that would actually be nice. We could have
licorice.
The bar, it could be adjacent to, or it could be.
You just wanted to say your name again.
Yeah, we all heard it. It could be next to.
A simpler mind, slow down.
Or could be inside of it is shit-faced, my bar, where we serve only poisonous sized drinks. So
with like that fish ink that like kills people. Maybe you die, maybe you don't. Mm-hmm.
No, alcohol. You're missing the point. It's an alcohol poisoning size. So it's like you can order
on purpose.
The least amount you can order is like, hey, welcome to Shitface, gentlemen. Can I interest you in a rack of tall boys? And like one of you, can I get each of you an 18 case of tall boy? We don't do light, so we'll just give you some Coors or Bud, whichever you like. We also,
Jason,
don't do anything but domestic.
Jason, we takes don't too long pay to for ship. Adverts. We don't get paid, so you can't use.
No, shit faced is my place that we're gonna have.
Beer names. We're not.
And those were actually marijuana names. Wait, no.
There we are.
Trying to back out.
I did not mean beer.
Fine, I fixed it.
I fixed it.
Although I mentioned beer and alcohol a bunch, how did you get the idea that I was talking about beer? That's weird.
Wow.
That's on you. I mean, that's a lot of projecting. You should really.
Speaking.
Look, I would say look into a mirror, but then you just project into it, and you'd be looking—I don't know what you'd be looking at—like the back of John Malkovich's head. Probably.
Is that reflective?
Well, you could reflect upon it.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I would do.
I think
I
they're
going to
allow the sale of medical marijuana locally here in Kansas. Hmm.
Oh, good for you. So Now, watch out for if Wyatt has, like, check his wallet for medical cards or something like that. Be like, oh, this kid.
Wyatt.
He's gaming the system.
Yeah.
Clever. You slightly now less clever bastard because you're stoned.
Or
maybe more clever.
We are really
depends
close
upon
to Colorado.
What strain
you I think get. That's, yeah. So I think that's probably why.
I'm Colorado adjacent.
You just wanted to say it again.
That time I did just
want to
say it because you made me just want to say it.
Now
I
bet there's a lot of good branding there.
Sure, it sounds like I'm a telephone company or something like that, or like I connect people somehow. Adjacent.
You do not connect people. You definitely disconnect.
No,
people.
I wouldn't. My company.
No,
my company
that's
would.
What I stand for, but I wouldn't do it.
From a distance, I could. I could get one of those little grabber things and connect people
long
with
distance.
That. Like,
long
yeah, it's supposed
connecting.
To be. We're supposed to actually don't connect. I can only connect you up to and excluding 6 feet because there's a pandemic going on. So I wouldn't feel right putting you right up, butting you up next against each other. So keep your distance, but you two connect now. Go. I'm pretty
sense.
Good at it. I'm not. It's not that bad. It's not from my first time.
I want to order a sticker
pretty
that
good.
Says. Maintaining social distancing or something. I don't know. It was this really cute sticker. I wanted to buy it. I didn't buy it yet. It was $2. Oh, I just want people to know
that
I don't.
The sticker that Katrina didn't buy once.
I'll find it. It's pertinent to the conversation. Barely. I don't know what you're adding.
This is more riveting than the construction of the Empire State Building. More riveting than the Golden Gate Bridge.
You said gay.
Gate. Yep. No, actually, I said yay.
Gay.
Can I put
Golden
an extra
yay
Y on
bridge.
Yay.
You did not say that.
Yeah. I said Golden Gate Bridge.
Gate.
You keep changing the way I said it, and I think you're doing it on purpose. Trying to.
Why is my shopping?
Putting,
I put it in my shopping bag, and now it's empty. Does
you're putting little pieces of words in my mouth.
Little pieces of words. That's the only way you can take it. Little bits at a time.
Here comes the airplane. Quit putting words in my mouth. Stop that.
Stop. Ooh,
I'm
zoom.
Trying to concentrate.
I want to make like a fighter jet sound and do that.
Right. Do it.
Wyatt was always really, 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 well, he probably still is, but he could do that one sound effect where it's like really fast, like machine gun sound, like with your tongue, and he would play with his... Like his car's like, I'll be like, wow, you're really good sound effects. Is that just like something you're born with or not born with?
He could be the Michael Jordan of making laser sounds.
Yeah. Wait,
like,
what?
It could be a, it oh, could like be a the gift. Best. Like, Well, it's like, you know, nature and nurture. That's how you become the best. Yeah, is that you're it's not just that you're born with it. It's that, you know, he put in the yeah. time too.
Yeah.
He was in there shooting the free throws with
his got a train.
Face.
You're right.
And that's what you got. That's you got to dedicate.
Yeah. I'm completely I was always enamored with the guy that did all the sound effects on Police Academy.
Who wasn't?
I know.
Wouldn't be.
I know. You're so, right.
He created a genre.
We
like,
can
did
all
that guy,
universally agree that we loved him.
Like he probably did some. I haven't reviewed his body of work, but he must have done some live version of that where he like told shitty jokes, but then just sort of punctuated them with the most awesome sound effects. And just like and everyone just claps because it's like no one else can do that. Well, probably like 100 other guys can
do
it now.
Well, now people do because they were inspired by him. I think
Asians.
He was one of a kind. I truly believe that.
Yeah. Well, now he's 100 of a kind. He was one of a kind.
That guy, 2020. Sorry, just like literally anyone. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure. For president? Yeah.
Yeah. 2020! Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just gonna keep
that's
saying
been
it.
My...
Yeah, that grasshopper! 2020!
Yeah, the little bits of fuzz that piss me off when I'm trying to eat that I have to like pull away from the corners of my lips. 2020.
What? You know, that's happened to everyone. That was really relatable. You know, usually you're not relatable, and most of what you say doesn't make a lot of sense to anyone but you. But
yes,
that one, now that one landed. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good to know. Thank you for the feedback, live feedback. It's good to have this live flow.
It's good.
I'll keep that in mind. Mm. More fur in the mouth jokes.
No.
little pieces of fur. No. Okay, fine.
Not.
You know what? This is like a confusing double standard, it feels like.
It usually is. Yes.
This is... Okay. Well...
Well, clear that up.
I'm going to go have some nachos with hair.
You know, speaking of the presidential race, not talking about it at all, but I'm sure we'll get to it anyway later.
Now that you don't mention.
Exactly. I love Buttigieg. That, who said no to him?
Buttigieg? Yeah. That's a is that how you're saying butt edges?
Yeah, I don't want to even make the effort. My brain thinks it's German. So I just make it American.
Buttigieg.
Because that's what patriots do. Buttigieg.
No, Buttigieg is... Mm-hmm. Buttigieg sounds
freaking
fine.
I love that dude. I think it should be Buttigieg, and his VP could be the Asian other guy.
That Asian. Andrew Yang.
I don't remember. Yeah, there you go. I did
Andrew,
not remember.
Asian Yang, I think, is his name. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
No, I just couldn't remember his name at all.
The weird-looking one. You know what I mean.
You knew who I meant, so...
So, yeah, look inside yourself.
Yes. Precisely.
I don't know. Aside from those bits of fuzz or perhaps a broken, smuggled pocket watch from the movie Pulp Fiction 2020, I would be down with... With Buttigieg
Yang
and Booty Yang and Asian Judge, seems very Andrew Yang was strangely I don't know, crystallizing, or like he seemed like someone that because he was Asian and spoke like frankly and like with no flair at all, that like everyone seemed to kind of respect even his like. It was weird how, like, it was like, oh, yeah, my basic standard, like, guaranteed income. That seems weird. And everyone was starting to come around. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Is he hypnotizing you? Is this, like, Asian magic going on here?
Yeah.
Are we in Pirates of the Caribbean, the one
I was hypnotized.
Where we're in Asia, and it's a bunch of potions and stuff? He's got potions. Look, check his pockets.
Potions.
He's using potions. I know it.
I knew it.
I know it in my bones.
I did know it
too.
Wait,
is he making me know that? Oh my God.
Oh no.
He's so Asian.
Wait, no, you can't.
I don't. Is that derogatory?
I don't know.
You are so Asian.
I don't know.
It's like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
It seems like we got a good thing. There's a lot of us. We're industrious. We invent things. Is that. All right, whatever. Fine, I'll take it. Someone called me super Asian. I would not be offended.
Well,
I don't know why
because you
be.
Wish you were that smart. You wish.
Yep, I do. All the time. Biden,
beautiful.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Booty Yang. That's, I think it'd be, it's like a boomerang, but a booty yang.
Yeah, because it, it comes like we're coming back.
Yeah, we're coming back in 2024.
Because don't you think we all should start spelling booty, B-U-T-T-I? That's funny. That's funny. Booty.
That looks like buddy to me.
No, booty.
Yeah, that's not, I'm not on board.
No, you can say that. You put like those two dots on top of the U. Booty.
Oh, what are we in Germany now? We fought a war to get rid of those dots. There was a dust up.
Yeah, some, those dots.
Some folks.
And.
Yeah, well, he was kind of next to him, so I was like, all right, fine.
Okay, get, him get too. Rid of that guy too. Him too.
It's the dots mostly that I have the problem with. Is umlauts. Get umlaut out of here. Deutschlauts.
I forgot that that's what they call them. That is just the oddest word that is delightful.
Yeah, why not?
Umlaut. Or it sounds like yeah.
That Hanson that one should Hanson write a song, song. About umlaut.
Umlauts. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's finger popping. And then you got the guy from Rammstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Umlauts. Wo ist das Umlauts? Umlauts.
Is that that? Yeah. Is that when like Hanson grew up?
Got like no, a that's voice. Rammstein. No, that's Rammstein. I mean,
oh yeah, Rammstein. Yeah.
I do think that Rammstein and Hanson could collab. I would be on board with Hampson. Hampson. Is a pork based Hanson. It was actually developed in the Midwest to feed underage teen girls so I could, you know, just lift their spirits in these dark times. Hampson. When they can't just listen to Hanson, they would eat some Hampson. every new Hanson's new album is dropping with a free coupon for Hampson. Find it in the meat aisle.
Then put me in your mouth.
Yep, have some ham. No, I really do. Hanson are some Hanson boys, and they could. I think that they're talented,
Hanson.
And
they
and Rammstein are just also talented. It's very scary. I think they really should do a collab. That would be awesome. I don't know if like either of them are fans of the other, but if by some strange coincidence they were. Oh, yeah. That would be
just
a collaboration
made
in heaven.
We just need one person that has any connection whatsoever to listen to this.
I would use my connection services, right? I do that, right? So I'd be like, hey, Rammstein.
No.
Hampson. No, I'm sorry, Hanson. I'm sorry, Carol. I meant Hanson. I realize I confused you earlier with Hampson. But get Hanson in here, and let's put him 6 feet away from Rammstein. And I know there's like seven guys in Rammstein, but we'll space them out.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. I was at the store last night. I went to the wine store. And there were these two special bottles that were shaped like cats. One was orange and one was black. And they were both 2017 German Rieslings. So naturally, I had to buy both of them. So I did.
Sure.
End of story.
Had to.
They are very sexy long cats, and I have to have them because I am.
I feel like
cat.
More things.
And
we could sell more stuff. Like, what if pillows had wine in them? They would sell more pillows. My pillow guy.
Yeah.
He could just put wine.
Yeah,
in the pillows.
I think that's the only catch is there's no wine. Otherwise, he's very likable. That's my
well, it's
pillow
on
guy.
Brand with him. It could be Jesus. It could be the Jesus edition. It's just got a bladder of wine in this pillow. Motherfucker, you can
Whoa,
get down
they,
with the sacrament
right. They do
in the middle of the night. You know, you just get a hit. It's like you're a CPAP, but it's a drink pap or something. It just feeds a trickle of wine, of holy wine.
Oh,
or
I'm sure it's not. And
Everclear.
I'm sure it's exactly so the Kool-Aid is actually what's in the bladder.
Sure. That's what we tell the kids, and then they try something like, wow, your Kool-Aid's gone bad.
And then they die. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, that was the Everclear. I've got a subscription to Shitfaced. They send me a case of Everclear every Monday. And so I got plenty, and I just I loaded up in the MyPillow bladder, set it to 10, and then I just doze off. And then I keep sleep deeper and deeper.
And then it is a permanent sleep.
Or you can, you'll have to dial it. It's like you anesthetize yourself.
Yeah.
Because you have like, to, like, don't forget to set the alarm for when it stops feeding you a constant drip of alcohol.
But ultimately, I mean, it did its job. Very good sleep.
Yeah. Oh, the deepest. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So refreshing.
So, I mean, did they lie? So
I feel ready for eternity. That would be like a super sadistic way. Well, I don't know of murdering someone.
Oh,
of just like Chinese water torture. Instead of that, you just do American alcohol torture, where they just have a fevered alcohol dream into oblivion.
I feel like a lot of people are already doing that, like on purpose.
Oh yeah, they're self-administering. Like that's what I with this pandemic and everything. I was just again considering, you know, like oh man. We were already in dire straits in terms of culture and our connection with the earth and how we're not doing right by Mother Earth. And then the pandemic comes along almost as like a chastising. It's like, hey, get it, fix it. Humans were like, other way. And then we just went 100% in the wrong direction. Like now everyone's lazier, more consuming, more binging. I mean, part of it is because, you know,
the
pandemic.
Yeah, we hit like the accelerator on getting us to like Wall-E. Like,
in the middle of when we need to like rebuild our muscles and get back to work, like that's what we need to do right now. But we're going
to
full Wall-E.
Farm your food. Oh, you're just Uber Eats again. Okay.
Oh crap! Like, I don't get that. I that's my job, but I don't get it. Like, I guess busy families and whatnot.
I know it pays me, but hey.
Well, I would rather this is why Andrew Yang would make a fantastic VP, because his guaranteed income would be, you know, it's like, I'm not alone. That shouldn't be, there shouldn't be, we need to fix the way we live, because some of the jobs that are happening shouldn't be happening. People need to go get their own food again. I need to have better shit to do with my time. I mean, this is just, I don't like where all this is headed, but we're all just stuck in it like a bunch of sand in an engine or something. Like, I don't know what to do. I can't get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no getting out of here.
Okay, I'll just stay here.
I'll just be here, ruining the engine, I guess. Great. And then it'll explode. Eventually it'll explode, and all the sand will melt into glass, presumably. What do I know? I'm a grain of sand.
Well, and then that's it.
Yeah. Life's a beach, filled with a bunch of grains of sand that just hang out. Some of it turns into glass.
Go to the beach.
Yeah, it could be nice if it's warm. It's kind of cold here in Indiana, so it doesn't sound...
It is. It did get nice and cold. But that means it's sweatshirt weather and, like, cute socks and, like, little fall boots.
I dig, because I get to wear all my, like, my pants and the jackets that I got go well together, so I get
more
to just
darkness.
Put on clothes. Yeah, exactly. It makes me look like more of a vampire, so I'm fine. It's like in the summer, I got to wear shorts, and vampires don't have dumb, hairy legs. They probably have...
You do.
Like, yeah. Like, if you were... I don't even think vampires can physically wear shorts. I think just, like, they regrow
the
injuries.
Like
if they put on
flesh or something.
If they put on a pair of shorts, it just grows into elegant pants with a slight bell at the bottom, and it just looks so stylish, and you're like, ah. I mean, that's a blessing and a curse.
It really is. I mean,
you're gonna look weird. In like, they go to a beach, or like a luau party, because they can't go in the sun. You're right, but they could go to like a nighttime luau.
Yeah.
They're gonna be wearing
when the sun goes down.
Super formal black pants with a fucking Hawaiian shirt, a silly Hawaiian shirt. They're like, blah.
Mm-hmm. With like a
this is so nice.
Like a black long sleeve turtleneck underneath, and then they ask if there's garlic in the teriyaki.
Is there any garlic? No. Okay, it's very important.
I do not
beyond
say
allergic.
Blah blah blah.
It will actually cause me to explode into fire and burn many people in here. It would be quite disastrous. So it's in your best interest. Actually, I am allergic to cilantro also.
Also, it can be noted. Why are we both clearing our throat? What is wrong?
I got...
Oh my God, do you have COVID?
I got all... Yeah.
Yep, I got it.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, I'm Pokemon.
Pokevirus is what I'm playing. Pathogen. Pokepathogen. Pathogenmon? I don't know. Somewhere in there.
It's there. We'll find it.
It's like, it's around there. And if anybody else thinks of it, we did that.
Pokagen.
Awesome. Huh?
Pokagen.
Oh, that's good. Pokagen.
Yeah, thank you.
Pokagen with an umlaut there somewhere. A couple.
Yeah, totally.
It'll be like that rap singy lady. I don't know, when was it Garbage or
Cardi B?
I don't know. It's when rappers, and singy ladies get together and they do. It's like, yeah, and but that's not Rammstein. So it'd be different, but it'd be like that.
Yeah, like that's that, different. But different. I don't even know.
Like
what you're
very like
about,
different
yeah.
from that.
So,
so poke gen, and yeah, we'll go. I'm gonna go around the world. There are people who do that who actually catch. There was someone who got who was being they were looking for because she actually
they go around the world trying to catch the viruses.
No, they try to spread them. They'll actually catch it on purpose and then go to like public places and just be a dick.
No.
Yeah, I mean, why? It's just a logical extension of those people who we saw opening food in stores and like spinning in it and licking it and stuff and yeah, putting it back. There's just some, like, that's the thing about heaven and hell or a lot of the mythos, that it kind of puts aside or puts off the demons that we didn't think of. These writers aren't that creative. They didn't think of this shit. They just saw it in people and then they kind of went to sleep and their imagination mixed it around a little bit and flowered it up and stuff, but they're just people. Demons walk around in human bodies just being our own worst enemy.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
It's a phlegmy day. But Public Enemy could do a mashup with a K-pop band. I don't know. I'm not gonna get into specifics there. But someone,
yeah,
if someone picks up where I left off, that's mine. Bring it back to me. Give me the credit
back.
Also. Shrouded in credit cards.
Isn't that what we always want, though? Cards. Like, that was totally my idea. Like, give that idea to no one else. That was my idea. Like, give it back.
Yeah, hey, I left that there. It's like a slot machine that you just, like, moved away from for a second. Wait, hey, I warmed that up. Come on. Don't be a douche.
Your audio's bad.
Don't be that guy. Be a lot cooler if you
probably
didn't.
Probably saying something clever and I can't even hear you. Oh, Zoom.
Hello? Okay, we're back. Nice work, Zoom. Way to crush Skype and then drop the ball.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
It says your internet connection is unstable, but that feels really personal.
That is that. I don't know why it's sharing that with anybody else. That's actually that's between me.
Yeah, that's
and
hurtful,
my router.
Right? Like I'm not the only one seeing this.
Yeah. No, you're not. Absolutely not. That's inappropriate. That's a line crossed. I'm gonna have to speak with Zoom privately in a meeting.
It may be
meeting.
Because all four of my kids are on online school right now, but I don't think that's it.
Oh, I blame the education system. Ooh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Teachers with their pompous facts.
Ooh, let me teach your kids.
I know more
let
than
me
you.
Let me help educate the youth.
You got all these books. Hey, what if I took your dumb books away from you? Then how smart? You're not, you're no better than me.
Yeah. No smarter than you were yesterday.
Just because you own all those books, you think, well, books can be taken away. You know? now who is the teacher? Now who's learning, huh? I'll teach you a lesson in learning.
You know
about
what's
books.
Interesting? I think I've noticed a couple different things. Like you can hear the teachers and how they talk to your kids when in a classroom you can't. And one of my kids, I won't name which one, one of the kids has a teacher that is very condescending and talks down to the kids. So now mommy has to write an email because I'm like, oh, hell no. And it's not my kid. My kid can handle it. But the other kids are probably like, wow, that was rude. I'm like, you don't deserve to be talked to like that. Like, oh, well, the math problem, it's right. The teacher yesterday literally said, if one more person hits the button and raises their hand, you will be expelled from the classroom for the day. They didn't understand the math. So that's why they're raising their hand. And if you have people who are raising their hand,
stop it with your inquiries.
Yeah. It can't be because you're not teaching it properly.
I have laid out a perfect lesson plan, and if your dull minds are not able to comprehend, leave me alone.
It basically sounds like that.
To work on my next master plan.
And he like compliments himself a lot too. And it's just the oddest thing. And you're just like, you are so out of touch with youth right now. And what makes you think that you could talk to kids like that? Yikes. But I honestly, if it hadn't been for like online learning and hearing it, I'm like, I wouldn't know.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Oh man, we need to start putting cop cams on like kids, kid cams.
Yeah.
The same way cops have been getting away with who knows what for decades, and now we're learning about how creepy a lot of those dudes are. Not, you know, again, bad apples and all that. But I bet that similarly, you've got a great creepy point there.
Yeah.
Same with teachers, like all those classrooms when they're all just like, there haven't been. No one's been like, yeah, the principal, vice principal will walk by, but then the teacher sees them in the window and they're just like, oh, and then they do the happy dance.
I love the kids.
Oh, look, we're all smiling. Smile. You like it? You're having fun?
But yeah, there are bad apple teachers and there's no access to it. But now kids can be like, look, well, I think a couple kids have done that on TikTok. Like, yeah, my teacher actually did this or said this or whatever. But it's like, and I'm not asking him to like go away. Just do you realize the way that you're talking to them?
Yeah. Self-awareness is a physical attribute. It's like those stats that you get to pump up your video game characters in the video the beginning of the game. You're like, yeah, more strength, or speed, stamina, the racism. I don't know.
Yeah, just like I'm gonna add more
ice skating.
Yeah.
No, but self awareness is one of those things that some people just don't have, like, or some people have too much of. Like, there are people who. Like, and I think a lot of them, I think there's a lot of crossover with the self-awareness-less and the demons, the people who do awful, creepy things and are just, like, creepy and, like, it's like, why do you even exist?
Because
they're not really
demons.
Even aware, like, they're not aware of themselves and the way that they are perceived. It's weird, like, the human collective consciousness is so collective, but yet singular at the same time, just like everything else, like ants and bees. It's like
it
we're no different.
Singular
than,
as one chooses. Yeah, exactly. The disconnect.
Yeah, there are people who are a universe of one, and for many different reasons. Yeah. There are like hermits. There are psychopaths. There are shut-ins. There are people with high anxiety. Like
sociopaths, like our president.
Oh. He's been mentioned. It's been mentioned.
Oh, there it is.
All the politics are here.
All the bells go off like a game show,
ding.
I hit the word. No!
Ding.
That was a secret word.
Yep, you said the phrase, the pays.
It doesn't hear.
Anything, the phrase, the pays is anything in the political sphere, so it's a big old landmine there. It's very easy to touch.
I stepped into the giant sinkhole.
Oh, man, who put that there? Tumble
it.
For a while.
Yeah, for a very while.
It's like, that was very large. This is kind of on you, to be fair. You must have done this on purpose.
I touched lava. It's magma.
It was glowing. I thought that it was my friend. Turns out it's not.
That literally sounds
hands.
Like something that Everett would say. But then when Everett says stuff like that, I'm like, you sound like Uncle Jason. So now it's just an infinite loop.
Yeah, we just sound like the ethereal Jevret or Evason. I don't know.
Evason, that's
anyway.
The one.
Evason. Evasion.
No, Evason.
Yeah, that works.
It's different.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll just put some umlauts in there, stick it together. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I can't. Oh. No! Forever. Ingrained in my mind in this
forever,
way.
Never. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be catchy.
It's going to be.
We got a hit on our hands.
So, as a president, so when you talk about the disconnect and the inability for self-awareness and the way that those relate to others around them and their impact. Do you mean Trumpets?
I blame the division in America on math teachers.
Really, audio? What?
It just fits so well there. I just had to, it seemed like a good time to drop that. So, is it going
again?
Out now? Ah, fart police.
Oh, there you
go. Hello. There's the internet. We're back.
Told me. Hi. Hey.
Hi.
We're back. And we're back. So
blaming everything, blaming stuff on Trumpets, Trumpers, MAGA,
Trump-tards.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's insane to me that there's still any discussion going on about where the problem lies. Like, it's just, it's like if your house is on fire and, and it's like something different. Something weird. It's like that, you know, the thing of that, maybe I ripped it off of that dog just sitting there. It's like, this is fine. Just sitting in a fiery house, the cartoon dog just drinking coffee in the middle of a burning house. Like, it just feels like the house keeps being more on fire, as one does when you don't address the fire.
It's getting hotter, right?
It's like, oh, what is the problem? Do you want to turn on the AC? Let's get some fans in here. We need to, I don't know what the problem is, but something is weird, and it's kind of toasty in here.
I need to continue forward and not investigate whatsoever.
Yeah, like,
My show is on.
people allege that fires exist, I guess, possibly, but no, one can only speculate.
You have to clean your forest floors. Like, yeah. Jason, this is literally common knowledge.
Yeah, we need some brooms, some leaf blowers, some indentured, immigrants.
You know, you kind of deserve it immigrants. When you don't clean your forest floors. Just saying.
That's what I'm saying. You're asking for it. That forest was asking for it.
Wow.
Forest. Florist.
Nope. It's not
that
working.
That florist was asking for it. he was holding
forest.
Those flowers.
Okay, I see.
He's all flowertatious.
Flowers don't. You are flirting with disaster.
Yep. And so is America. Like, literally, you, president. What a silly bill. It's like he's an insane sociopath who never tells the truth, sells out everybody around him at the drop of a hat just for entertainment sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. He will badmouth his kids. He will cutthroat his kids. Mm-hmm. He works with our enemies. He disses our friends. I'll see Trump supporters, like, anytime someone just says, oh, shut the hell up, you Trump supporter, you freaking racist, or someone will just vent on a Trump supporter, like in the Franklin chat
on that one's
Facebook.
A fun one to watch.
It can get fun. It can get spicy sometimes. They need to have, like, a throw a chair emoji or something there.
It's too Pisces. I'm too Pisces.
Oh, did you see there was someone in there who's like, all right, everyone, I'm inviting you to, like, the real Franklin chat. This is the one that's uncensored. So, oh, my God. So, it's all the terrible bitches who just like to talk shit. You're all going to go
Facebook. Oh, no, it's the Karens and the Dans.
It's going to be, like, the 4chan of the Franklin chat. But, I don't know.
I don't want to go there.
So you'll vent on one of these people or you'll call it like it is. Like, if you like Trump, you're a racist or you're dumb. It's like, basically at this point, if you're still supporting this guy, you're ignorant. Aww. Someone will say something. And then the Trump supporter will come like, oh, real nice. Look how the left acts. Oh, see, this is what they do. It's like, guy is he's the fire. You're on fire right now.
Embodiment of exactly this. Oh,
so when anybody else just sort of points out that, like, it's almost like self-fulfilling prophecy, because ignorant, then they're ignorant of why you're calling them ignorant and they call you ignorant, but it's because of the stacked, nestled, Russian nesting ignorance that is the Trump presidency.
Yeah,
it's just,
like
more
the nesting dolls of ignorance.
Yeah, if you can imagine, like, shiny little Trumps, one inside the other, and each one dumber than the last, and even smaller
and more
bigoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, even oranger. It's like, by the time it's just like a glowing rod of orangery.
Orangeness.
Orangeology. Orangeologist. Oncologist. Oncologist. All right. Well, anyway, it's stupid. It's a bunch of stacked stupid with shit on it.
Oh,
and
yeah, there was, I posted an article on Facebook, because we are faithful Christians, but it's calling out the evangelicals. So it's the headline says, evangelicals made a bad bargain with Trump, right? But one of the quotes kind of sums it up just nicely. It says, the carefully choreographed dance goes like this. Moral character in public officials matters quite a lot when the public officials who morally fail are Democrats. It matters hardly at all when they are Republicans. If it's a liberal who has crossed ethical lines, emphasize righteous conduct. If it's a conservative, emphasize forgiveness and verses like, judge not, lest you be judged. If it's Bill Clinton in the dock, savage him. If it's Donald Trump, savage his critics.
Yep. No, I mean, you couldn't have picked a worse or a more hypocritical poster child for conservative America than who they chose.
It's not conservative Christian America. I'm telling you. Well, I mean, we all know it's all obvious, but the fact that it's not obvious to people that we love and the people, it's so funny because it's like
the Trump train just rolled through Franklin like yesterday.
I did see that on the Franklin chat.
Made me feel gross.
It's
very on the chat.
Gross. Yeah.
Imagine how that played in the four. Frank 4chan channel or whatever, that little sub channel. It's just, it was must have been just a bunch of MAGA people like, yeah, anyone want to fight? And it's like, no, dude, no one.
We don't.
No one wants to. God. We really don't. No. It's like, oh, but I want to. So someone come at me. Someone call me a redneck or something like that. I'm punch. Is there a way to send a punch on this platform? Can I punch you virtually? I actually did have. I won't bring any names into it. Some idiot from high school who is just holding a grudge challenged me to a street fight a couple weeks ago on Facebook.
Somebody did? Like,
yeah.
This is wonderful. Tell us.
Well, it spurred me into, I went back and re-signed up for, I did a trial, Krav Maga. I want to learn how to have some defense moves. The issue is, I felt bad. I just had to call yesterday and be like, because a year and a half, 2 years ago, I went to this place locally and did their like trial, a couple classes and tried it out. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then I bailed.
Yeah, you did. I didn't.
Yeah, I never went back. But then, so I was like, I'm going to do it. And this time, I did want to do it. I'm kind of in a financial crunch, but also I'm trying to organize
pandemic.
I'm trying to organize Franklin open mics. Actually, that's apropos of Franklin and the Franklin chat. I should put that.
Oh, actually, I've got a rule.
I don't interact. I don't respond. I just read. I'm not getting into that chat. I just read that, and I'm like, oh man, what a bunch of idiots. This is need some popcorn.
It really isn't wise. You'll get nowhere.
No, it's no. Do not engage. Do not street
no
fight.
No eye contact. No eye contact.
Yeah, look down. Just look at your feet.
And they're not really. And they're not tigers. It's not like you're scared. You just know that you can't with that level.
It's like a weirdo on a bus. You know, as soon as you make that eye, oh no, here it comes. Now I'm gonna. I can't just listen to my podcast on my way to work. I gotta deal with this one way or another.
In Seattle, where you like pretended you were crazy so that people avoided you. You have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You gotta try to ride that line of just like, yeah, don't just stay, keep your distance, keep your social. You don't know what it is yet, but you will.
One
day you will learn about social distance.
Do not engage. Yeah, Anthony's
educated.
Anthony's like, he was so funny yesterday. He's like, well, okay, if Biden wins, we are going to invite everybody over for Thanksgiving, and we're gonna have a Biden spoons, Kamala Harris mugs, and take everything else away, so they are forced to drink from the cup. I think that's great because they did that to us.
And if they don't win, then we'll just have a Heaven's Gate party. It'll be nice.
Oh yeah, I'll see you in Italy.
Yeah, Jonestown Tea Company will be like, oh my gosh, we've got so many orders coming in. This is crazy. What happened?
What?
Anyway, back to, before I forget, comedy. I'm trying to set up.
You're saying
the bomb. Oh yes. I'm sorry. Let me just get through this. I've got a bunch of written literature here. I had to mow through. Trying to get some more shows. Cause like four shows that I signed up for, I'm bringing this up for the rest of, I tell this to everyone. It's like four shows, man. Like four in a row. I had the booked and then I learned like it's canceled. Oh, this is the fourth time. That's
the
how
fourth
I'm
time
say
in four shows. Do you understand the math?
Can you even imagine if there's a fifth show? I don't want to think about that. Luckily, it's only four for now. I got tired of shows being canceled.
Yeah.
And also,
and the pandemic.
Well, I am tired. I'm still tired of it. It's not gone away. It's
just
not like I fixed the problem.
In general.
Just generally, I'm sort of tired when I woke up. So I want to, and I'm missing out on money that I can make stupidly delivering dumb food to people who shouldn't be ordering it because you people make me sick.
You make me sick. Now tip me.
Sure. Give me that money. I had that. Trying to set up some mics, either open mics or possibly shows. I actually need to contact Blowjacks again today because they're the most promising in terms of they are interested. And also, I talked to some other another specifically. I can mention this name, Mitch Downs, local Indianapolis comedian.
Oh,
he organized 1949 Mike and some other ones. He's trying to put on shows and stuff. Good guy, funny guy. He gave me some advice. That's Mitch. He gave me some advice on you know, like that sounds like because it's the college bar, and if they're receptive to doing stand up, then we can basically say anything we want in that place. And also, there's going to be more raucous times. The other one was like Richard's Kitchen. They seemed interested, but after talking to Mitch about it, I was like, yeah,
I see why
you
said Richard. You didn't want to say Dick's Kitchen.
Dick's Pizza. Dick's Pizza Kitchen.
Hey, come on down. Get you some dicks.
Come on down to Penis's Pizza.
That's like, I just watched a TikTok right before we got on here. And this guy runs up and he's like, oh my gosh, did you know they sell staples at Staples? And then he runs away and he goes, where are you going? And he goes, I'm going to Dick's. And you see him running into Dick's.
All right.
Cute. This
Fair
is gays.
Oh, is that what they're doing now? Okay. Well, I don't keep up.
No. We know.
Not my thing.
Yeah, Hermie.
Yeah. Over here, I'm hermetically sealed. That's what I am. Don't open that door. Oh, God. I got to start over.
Skin cracks again.
Cat cracks. So what's new? You're doing a bunch of gymnastics and stuff, right?
Me personally, no.
Well, I mean, you know, events.
I will be 39 in 10 days.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's the big 3-9.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the one that everybody gets really nervous. Yeah.
Well, you got a year to just, you know, get as drunk as you want because you're still in your 30s. And it's like, oh, I'm still like sort of a kid.
Yeah.
Drink a bunch.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a kid. Yeah, I kind of behave the same. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah. No.
I just saw, no, I, speaking of like never growing up, saw this old guy. I was getting my oil changed, and this kind of in the way old guy in general, because I held the door open for him as he was leaving, and then you just kind of like flummoxed for a second, and then kind of looked in back inside, and then just kind of went back inside, and he didn't like say anything to me. I think he said like thank you at first, but then he kind of like, and he had forgotten something, but he didn't like communicate to me, oh sorry, thanks anyway. He just kind of like stood there for a few seconds and then walked back inside.
He sounds
and then I was
white.
Like, and then I was, oh yeah, and then I was like, oh okay, cool, I'll just go in here and then I'll do my business. And I got to set up the oil change, and then as I was leaving, the old guy is in the doorway again.
Oh.
And this time he's holding the door open, and he's just kind of standing there talking to this woman seated waiting just next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, and again, he's like, I stop and I'm like waiting a few Mississippis, and he's saying something to her. Yeah, you know, like several, like
that's
maybe
how you
two
count.
And a half. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Misses, and then probably about there.
Okay.
So, you know, two and a half. I don't hear what he's saying to her, but I hear her say to him, well, why don't you put your mask on anyway? And then he just goes, I took it off to say a few words. Why don't you shut up, you old bitch? And then he just walked out.
He did not.
And just in his stupid little white car, drove the fuck off in an angry huff. And he actually had to drive all the fuck away around the building because it was a big complex. And he was at the beginning of the loop. So he basically, I know that because I left and I walked around the front and went to the paint store, Sherwin-Williams, because I needed to get some clear coat for something I'm working on.
Yeah.
So I went next door and I saw him at the end of his lap just angrily driving this stupid little white car.
Oh. It was, my good, he actually said those words.
That was the gist. It was along those lines.
Oh,
he,
well, I like it. I still like the story very much. Thank you.
Yeah, he went from, and I was like, wow, like he must have been around 80 in his 70s or 80, like just old, lonely man. And
wow.
It's like, yep, that's how you do it. That's how you stay
away.
Alone.
Yeah, that's how you stay like, alone. Jason, take notes, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm taking notes on what not to do. I'm trying. I'm trying to assimilate. I do know that I'm one of those people who's like, is this how you human? Am I doing it? Taking notes. I'm like looking at people like the wrong parts. Like, why are you looking at my forearms? Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking notes.
This whole time, that was it. You were listening and learning to the wrong parts. And you're like, I like the idea of you just collecting, like actually trying, but collecting all of the information.
Yeah, like the way a crow brings you presents. It's just like a bunch of dumb, shiny shit and random crap. It's like, well, I appreciate the thought.
This is a broken shell, Jason.
This is a false eye. I think someone needed this.
And Jason's like, well, it's a gift.
It's for you. And you see me like do a deep bow and back respectfully away. My arms spread kind of like wings.
It explains so much.
You know, it really does. Really does kind of snap into place there. It sure does. What it does.
Oh my god. What it do. People can't laugh as hard as me because they didn't grow up with this weirdo.
Yeah,
but I feel like I missed some parts too.
Would have been nice if like a therapist had shown up at some point or something.
Can somebody just show up, please?
Could a bird expert, someone who owns birds?
Yeah, we need to really dissect these behaviors first from a bird's perspective, like an analyst, and then we can
talk
about
bird's eye view.
Yeah, bird's eye view.
Eagle.
Why is this crow doing this way?
This crow is not behaving. I mean, crows are already weird. This one.
The hue presenting in vacuum. I hope to never erase that from my thoughts.
I'm so confident and so like, yeah, nailed it. You're welcome. It's like the whole attitude. You're GD. Welcome. I'll be back. I'm gonna be back.
You know what? I'm gonna find you something else. I'll be back.
I can tell you like it. I'm gonna go find something else.
You totally misread it. Got it. I'll be back.
Oh, hell yeah. We are on the same page, buddy. Be right back.
If you explain this to a girl that you will date, then maybe she will stay longer.
No, I'll just
she's
have
like,
to
aw. He just
explain.
Doesn't know.
Explain or do.
No, this is all of it.
Actions speak louder than words is what I'm saying.
Listen, this could get weird. Okay,
no, actually,
just
I'm going to hand you a pamphlet, and I'm gonna engage in a series of movements that, unless you've read the pamphlet, they're going to confuse you.
You really need the pamphlet. So I understand if this program isn't for you, ultimately, but...
It's like, I know, I mailed it to you last week, and it would be best if you had gone over it, but since you haven't, here it is, here, please... Scan over it.
Can you actually just make a pamphlet though? Like, if you want to date JC, gotta read this pamphlet.
That would be great. Actually, that would get a lot of. I could like that. That's actually not a bad idea because of my fear of speaking like relationshipily to women. Like, I actually
yeah,
just be like here.
Relationshipily.
I could just be like, you know what? You get it. I'm not gonna do the dance. Here's some stats. Here's some music to listen to. I got some jokes.
No, it literally is. Like, do you want to know what you're getting into? I don't really want to waste time. Because normally, like, I'm there to, like, talk to people to be like, no, he's weird. But, like, listen. Like, like he's weird like this, right? No, he's so nice. Like, he has cats. Oh, why are you walking? Oh. So, like, I can't be there. So the pamphlet has to be there. A pamphlet could be me. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you could just, like, for when I'm not there, you got the pamphlet as a backup. You know, you could sleep with the pamphlet.
Perfect.
You could, you know, have breakfast with the pamphlet.
You see a girl you like and you just say, this isn't a religion. Just if you're interested, you just like.
Oh, also, I do have some literature about Jesus, but that's not what I'm here about.
No. It's not what you think. If you like this pamphlet,
absolutely not.
I got another one after this.
I got a lot of pamphlets. That's actually in the pamphlet.
Gosh.
If you'll notice, it's like there's a pamphlet section in the pamphlet.
Little miniature pamphlets. They just keep getting smaller.
Bunch of pop-out pamphlets.
Yeah. Boom.
Here, take a pamphlet from the pamphlet while you're browsing for pamphlets.
But with like your art and stuff, like it could be like
pamphlets.
Like really engaging.
There is
for
that's,
you. Well,
that's my problem is that I do spend most of my time making stuff, and so there's a lot of stuff. And then to relate to people, I don't know where to begin. I don't know what part of people I want to relate to.
Yes, that's honest and fair and funny.
Oh, good. I'll write that down. Put it in the pamphlet.
Put it in the pamphlet.
I have a big pamphlet that I just put in things in. Just put it in the pamphlet.
You know, nowadays, it really is all about... I mean, all of it. It's about... it's about creativity, and it's about reaching people, and maybe
about marketing.
We're onto something.
It's about numbers. It's about putting feet to the pavement. It's about being there, showing up, to be blowing up. You got to do the work. Mm-hmm. To get the laid. I don't know.
Okay, it's not... No, Jason. You want a companion. Maybe you get laid. Maybe, you know, just hold on.
Oh,
but
sorry.
But if you put yourself out there, maybe this is what the people like you that were not trained, they just need pamphlets, Jason.
Or a successful stand-up career. That's basically the living pamphlet. Then I could just be like, hey, did you check out my pamphlet?
I still think you need paper.
Check it out.
Well, because you're right. What part do you want to relate to people to?
Then if I'm a... I don't know. I just need a writer. I need a pamphlet or a writer or something that's like... Okay, yeah. I need a pamphlet and a writer. It's like, okay, so here's some information about me. Yeah. And here's some things that I'm going to need from you.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
Dude, I went out to the bar. This dude handed me a writer. It said he wanted Skittles.
I do really like Skittles.
Just not really sure. No one's ever asked me to buy them Skittles at a bar. So, well, that's certainly stands out.
I think there's a CVS around the corner. Okay, hold on. I'll be back. Why?
I'll be
what?
Back. This is... I'm strangely attracted to this. All right, yes. I'll get you some Skittles.
I'm not at the bar for alcohol. I'm here to catch a lady and get some Skittles.
I'm here to hub up some Skittles. That's what I'm doing.
Skits.
I'm looking for skits and scats. Getting some skit scats up in here. I don't know if there's any other... we're getting close to an hour. If anyone has any other topics they want to broach, but...
Anyone?
Anyone. Raise your... Just, please, for the love of God, raise your hand.
I think we gently sun-kissed the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
Today.
I think we got all of them. There's politics in there.
Just a little, just a smattering, not too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good work, everybody. Way to show up. We figured it out.
Well, we really earned our break today. Whew.
Heck yeah. Let's get the heck out of here and go vote.
Oh, praise be. You got to vote on November
3. Or before, which is confusing. Phrase that
no,
way.
I was trying to give you a countdown.
Oh. Seven?
That's it.
I just whiff. I'm going to add a big whiff air sound effect to that. I genuinely did not engage with that.
No.
2-1.
Okay.
Yes.